This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
The Cowichan Men's Center works to provide resources and support groups for men to better improve their relationship with themselves, their families, and with their community. The center is organizing an event for boys from October the 8th to the 10th called a Rites of Passage Adventure Weekend, which is a part of its Boys to Men program. We're joined on the phone by Grant Waldman, who is Executive Director of the Cowichan Men's Resource Center, and his son Nathaniel Waldman. We're also joined by Boys to Men program staff Matthew Davidjek from Victoria and Phil Gardner in Nanaimo, and by Men's Center mentor Joe Petriccioni. Welcome to People First Radio, all of you.
Thank you.
Grant Waldman, before we speak in more detail about the upcoming Rites of Passage Weekend, I'm wondering if you can tell us a little bit more about your other programs. I visited your website and saw, for example, a program called Dads Make a Difference. What's that program about?
It's a program that's been around for a few years. Actually, it was originally founded in down in Texas, and one of my colleagues, CM Justice, initiated it up in Nanaimo. And when we stepped up our programming here in the Cowichan, we decided let's bring Dads Make a Difference on board. And basically what it is a program to support new fathers and fathers in distress, fathers who may be alienated from their children, their family. And it's a peer support group that's there to bring some mentoring and some support to these dads.
Now, there's a couple of other programs that I encountered on your website. One is called Respectful Men. Mm-hmm. The other is Men's Circles. Are they similar to the Dads Make a Difference program?
They're all similar in the sense that they are peer support, although the Respectful Men group is more of a learning educational group. It's geared towards informing men about compassionate communication and empathy approaches to communication. So it's really geared towards the outcome of being respectful men. So that's why we, therefore, the title. Whereas the Men's Circle is, I would say, more like the Dads Make a Difference group, in that it is a peer support group that meets typically on a weekly basis for men to support each other on their journeys.
Now, the Men's Center also offers a program called Boys to Men. Mm-hmm. And Phil Gardner, who joins us in the studio today, and Matthew Davidjek, who is on the phone with us from Victoria, are both involved in that program. Phil Gardner, tell us more about the Boys to Men mentoring program.
Well, the Boys to Men mentoring program is a program that began in the States. It's an offshoot of the Mankind Project, an international men's organization. And we actually brought Boys to Men to the West Coast here of Canada last year. This year we're having another weekend in October during the Thanksgiving weekend. And the weekend really seeks to introduce boys to the concept of having an older male mentor. Many of these boys have never had that experience, and it is an experience that boys need and boys greatly benefit from as they're going through their teenage years. The age range that we look at is 13 to 18, and days in society, things, boys in particular, we're noticing, can be very much adrift and not grounded, and the program seeks to introduce them to an organization that will help them in that way, help them to grow and mature.
Now, Matthew Davidjek, you've also participated in, I believe, in the training around this project and this program. I'm wondering if you could tell us more about the Rites of Passage Adventure Weekend itself and the concept of mentorship and how that works.
The Rites of Passage Weekend is kind of, it's an adventure that we take the boys on. And it's, throughout the weekend, we kind of take them on a journey to explore, starting to kind of look at their relationship with themselves and the world. And we do that through story. We do that through sharing a lot of stories. It's a huge part of the program, telling our own stories and getting to hear their stories. It's also one of the biggest parts of the weekend is men being able to model to being able to model like healthy ways of being in their community. So really looking at integrity and taking responsibility and what I call developing an emotional landscape, starting to like learn that language. So, yeah, that's kind of the weekend in a synopsis, and it's kind of initiating some looking inwards and building mentoring relationships with one another.
I'm wondering if you could tell us just a little bit more about the concept of an emotional landscape and what that might mean. How does a boy or a man, for that matter, begin to detect that they're experiencing or have developed a sense of an emotional landscape?
I guess I can speak from my own experience in that. I know for myself, I grew up being really confused about what I felt within myself, because I grew up in a community and where the men around me didn't, as far as I could tell, have emotions. The only emotion that I experienced was anger within the men that were around me. And so I grew up being really confused about even knowing and understanding what I felt. So there was a big part for me when I started doing this kind of work. It didn't start off in a boys' group, but it started off in a men's group, and I got to explore kind of my emotional landscape and start to learn, I guess, maybe what I would call the language of
my
soul.
Just don't go far, because he's expecting you.
So, yeah, and it's... So I started to learn how to be able to describe and understand what I actually felt with inside myself, and it helped me to be able to unwind some of the confusion that I had. And I think that... I think there's a lot of that amongst people in general, and especially boys.
Thanks. Is Nathaniel on the line there?
Hi.
You've participated in the Rites of Passage Adventure Weekend before, from what I understand.
Yes.
Can you tell us about your experience during that weekend?
Well, I had gone to a couple weekends before that, so I had a little bit of an idea of what was going to happen, but it was definitely a really great experience for me, just to see how people can transform through the work.
In what way did you see people transforming during the weekend itself?
Well, they came in like very cautious and quiet, and then by the end of the weekend they were talking openly with a bunch of people and stuff. So yeah, they were just like super quiet too, like really expressive and stuff.
What else did you learn about yourself during your participation in that weekend that you perhaps didn't know or hadn't understood about yourself before you participated?
Well, I guess I can just be very supportive to other boys my age and even to some men.
You're listening to People First Radio. Cowichan Men's Center, which operates out of Duncan on Vancouver Island, is offering a weekend event for boys this October the 8th to the 10th, 2010, called Rites of Passage Adventure Weekend. We're joined on the phone by Grant Waldman, who is Executive Director of the Cowichan Men's Resource Center, and his son Nathaniel Waldman. We're also joined by Boys to Men program staff Matthew Davidjak from Victoria and Phil Gardner in Nanaimo, and by Men's Center mentor Joe Petriccioni. Now, Joe Petriccioni, you're a mentor with the Cowichan Men's Center. Tell us about your experiences in working with men's issues. What have you seen?
Well, I just recently become, my first participation was just in late August, and I had my first men's weekend, which I found to be quite enlightening. But one of the more powerful things about this whole movement is the fact that we are going to be able to reach the boys early so that we can kind of set up this path for them to become more well-rounded men, to be able to live in a landscape, emotional landscape, as Maddie said, to have a voice, to understand that emotions are okay to have and okay to express. My limited experiences in working in some men's groups has been that primarily over anything else. What Maddie described as growing up in an environment where men didn't have emotions except for anger, I think is unfortunately universal and something that must be addressed, because men have fears, men have hope, men have sadness, men have the same feelings that are constantly attributed to women, but I don't think we've ever been raised to, you know, branch ourselves out from that wall that we create where we have to be tough and, in essence, suck it up. I mean, I grew up in the 50s, and that was the way that you were raised. And I think the way this movement is going is the development in the future of men who are open and honest and real.
Now, the Couch and Men Center website says, and I'm quoting from the website, Joe, "It is our belief that we do not live in a vacuum, and to effect positive change in the lives of one group or member of society involves making positive change in other member groups of society. Therefore, we strive to work and interact not only with men, but with parents, wives, children, and friends that have men in their lives." Now, I'd like to ask each of you to comment about the importance of this work with men and boys and how you individually have grown and benefited from it. And perhaps we could start with you, Joe Petriccioni.
Sure. To be quite frank, what I do for a living is I'm a counselor. I've been doing that for a number of years. And when I was given the opportunity to come for the initial weekend that I experienced in August, I was a little skeptical because I've been through a lot of personal work, and I should have known right then and there with that thought that there was going to be things I was going to learn. And I did. I learned to address issues that I had never thought about concerning my mom, my grandfather. I got a great experience watching other men work, and the journeymen, Nathan and Nathaniel, was part of that. And it's classically the pebble in the pond experience, because once you began to see other men role model what the appropriate risks that they had to take emotionally and spiritually, it gave a power to the group and to the weekend. So if this can be accomplished in that type of small setting environment for a weekend, imagine what we do each time we take an opportunity to address who we truly are as human beings in front of other men, in front of other boys, because then it becomes safe through that type of role modeling to emulate that. And then once one person starts, it's that concept of pay it forward. Once one person starts, they get a chance to give that to somebody else, and they give a chance to give somebody else. And particularly when you're affecting husbands who then begin to role model a new way of relationship with their wives and children, then you're addressing a whole family system, which is extremely important.
Phil Gardner.
Well, Joe's answer is very complete, but I guess I would add to that that in my experience working with boys, and I have worked with boys outside of Boys to Men because I happen to be a counselor too. But in work with Boys to Men, I've noticed the growth in the boys and how they respond to each other in a more emotionally intelligent way than they did when they first came to the weekend. The boys stay on and become journeymen, and they actually staff or help to staff, have the opportunity to staff the weekends for new boys coming in, like the one coming up this Thanksgiving weekend. I guess I should say, too, that this work has allowed me to think a lot about what it is to be a mentor to children and a father, in my own case, to my own two daughters. And I believe that it's made me a better father as well as a mentor to boys.
Grant Waldman.
Yeah, Kevin, this is such powerful work. You know, I can remember my own inner mentor weekend. This is going back a few years now. And, you know, it was such an opportunity for me to look at my own relationship with my father and look at my own adolescent, you know, time of my life and do a lot of healing around that. And it really did clear the way for my relationship with boys and with my son in particular, and then to witness men going through this weekend just a couple weeks ago, it's just so amazing to watch them kind of come in the indoor and go out the outdoor and just witness the work that they've done and how empowering it was for them to go through it, and then ultimately to witness the boys on the rite of passage weekend, you know, kind of when they first walk in and, you know, maybe they're looking at their feet quite a bit, and then by the time they walk out that door, you know, they're just beaming with light. It's just such a powerful experience.
Matthew Davidjak.
It's affected my life in a great way, and I think the number one way is the quality of the relationships that I have with men, women, boys, girls around me, just people in my community. I've been able to connect better, you know, on a level that I struggled to know growing up, and I personally feel a lot less alone. And in the mentoring relationship, one of the mentoring relationships that I have in my life, the biggest piece for me in that relationship is that I'm being mentored by the boy, because for me, I'm constantly having to look at how I'm showing up in the world, you know, and a boy is the strongest mirror that I can have in front of me. Or, I mean, a youth in general are very strong mirrors for me to look at the impact that I have on the community around me. And if I do something that's out of integrity with myself or in that relationship, I see it real crystal clear, really right away, and I have an opportunity to look and see if that fits in my life. And that's, I think, been the biggest piece that I've taken from mentoring is my own growth, and then being able to share that with the boys that I'm spending time with. So, yeah.
Now, Nathaniel Waldman, do you have anything else you'd like to add just as we wrap this discussion up today, perhaps on how you've individually grown and benefited over time, or what you're looking forward to doing as one of the helpers or staff people in the upcoming workshop?
Yes, I will be staffing the next weekend. I just think it makes you a lot more comfortable around men and other boys, and when they open up to you, it allows you to open up to them a lot easier, which makes a really good connection. And plus, from the last weekend, like a good number of boys went through that, and so there's been meeting up with them and doing a bunch of stuff like bowling and stuff, so that creates a strong community connection, and that just pretty much brings a bunch of boys together.
Thanks to all of you, in fact, for joining us for this discussion today. And just before we wrap this up, I'm wondering, Phil, could I ask you again, how can people who are interested in the upcoming Adventure Weekend find out more about it?
Probably the easiest way is to go to the Nanaimo or to the Cowichan Men's Center website. I don't want to say that incorrectly. Grant, can you tell them the website?
Yeah, there's a couple websites I can give. One is Cowichan Men. .org, which has information about the different programs that we introduced at the beginning, as well as Boys to Men. Another website is BTM, B as in boy, T as in two, M as in men, Canada.org. That's BTMCanada.org, and that also has great information about Boys to Men Canada.
Okay. Thanks to all of you for taking the time to join us. We really appreciated that.
Thank
you. You're welcome.
Kevin.
Okay.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Grant Waldman is Executive Director of the Cowichan Men's Resource Center, and his son Nathaniel Waldman has been a participant in the center's program for boys. Matthew Davidjak and Phil Gardner are Boys to Men program staff, and Joe Petriccioni is a Men's Center mentor. The Cowichan Men's Center is organizing an event for boys from October the 8th to the 10th, called a Rites of Passage Adventure Weekend, which is a part of its Boys to Men program. You can find the Cowichan Men's Center online at cowichanmen.org.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM, CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.